insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا
And we will approach what they have done of deeds and make them as dust dispersed.
Brothers and sisters, previously, we were discussing the 23rd verse of chapter Furqan. وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا And we will proceed to what they have done of deeds, so we shall render them as scattered floating dust. We said that this phrase is imagining the conditions of the wrongdoers' actions in hereafter. They will have nothing to benefit from. They will only see their own actions as scattered floating dusts. But one important question is, why does the Almighty Allah render the actions of these people scattered floating dust? Why their actions are turned into useless things? They have done their actions, they have brought with them some deeds into the next world. But why is that? Brothers and sisters, its logical reason is really clear. Because what is the thing that gives meaning and sense to man's deed? You all, of course, know the answer. Proper intention, motivation, the final aim of the action. Faithful people go after doing things with divine motives. They are actually seeking for pure sacred aims. They are looking for sound and correct programs. But unfaithful ones are mostly proud, deceiver and self-conceited, and therefore their deeds will be of no value.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran. By Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Let us bring an example to this matter. There are mosques that have been built hundreds of years ago, and the past of centuries of time have had least effect on them. On the contrary, we see some houses that after 1 month or a year, there appear some defects in them. The difference is that the former was built strongly with the best construction materials and foreseeing all future events it was built because it had divine motivation. But for the latter one, the attention was paid only to color and appearance of it because its aim was acquiring wealth. Was acquiring money by means of deception. They were only trying to reach these materials using counterfeit. Basically, according to Islam logic, righteous deeds have got some pests which must be definitely protected. Sometimes it is wrong from the beginning. Just like the deeds or the actions that are done hypocritically. Sometimes man will get proud, self-conceited, self-admired while he's performing a deed. And this deed will be worthless because of this bad intention, better say. And sometimes after doing a deed, its worth and value will get abolished because its doer does something that is somehow contradictory and opposing to it. Like a generous action that is followed by reproach. Or the righteous deeds that are followed by paganism and apostasy. Let me tell you that even according to some Islamic narrations, sometimes committing sins before doing a good deed will affect it as well. As about the person who drinks alcoholic drink, we read that his righteous deeds done during 40 days will not be accepted by Almighty Allah. So, Islam has got a very strict and calculated program about attributes of righteous deeds. Imam Baqir alayhi salam, in this regard, says, "On that day of resurrection, Allah brings a group of people while there is a light in front of them, like brightening and white garments, which is the light of their deeds. Then Allah orders those deeds to be scattered particles of dust, and then all of these actions will disappear. These are those who used to perform ritual prayer and fast, but then when they were given something unlawful, they would take it. And when it was said something of virtues of Imam Ali alayhi salam to them, they denied it." Brothers and sisters, we are done with the 23rd verse of the chapter. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones. And the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key. Unwind all the secrets, this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
When faith begins.